Moana, Disney's newest animated film, is named after an imaginary island in the Pacific. Like so many other Disney films, the soundtrack is a big part of the story. But it's tricky, especially when the movie is about a different culture. The music can end up being cliche or even insulting to some. Tim Grieving has more on how the team behind Moana tried to get it right.
Think about the classic Disney animated movies, and you may just start humming songs like this one.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are.
Or this one.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
It goes all the way back even to Steamboat Willie and the silly symphonies. Music and animation were just like peanut butter and jelly or something. It seemed like they go hand in hand.
Ron Clements directed Moana alongside John Musker. Both men started working at Disney as animators in the mid-70s. By then, songs had taken a back seat and the division was struggling. But in the late 80s, Disney turned to Broadway, and the result was a pretty big splash.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
The 1989 hit The Little Mermaid helped revive Disney animation and created a template that continued through Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin to the company's last release, Frozen. Three of those four hits, beginning with Little Mermaid, were the work of lyricist Howard Ashman and composer Alan Menken.
We were coming off of a big hit, Little Shop of Horrors. People clearly wanted us to be doing what we do, but aiming it towards a totally different form.
Menken says there's a reason why Broadway and Disney animation were such a good marriage.
Howard was that rare breed who basically was a dramatist and a writer who understood how to integrate songs into works. The perfect person to come over and help reinvent the form.
The creators of Moana wanted to build on that formula, so they went looking for the brightest star on Broadway today. And the choice was obvious, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who created the smash hit Hamilton. Turns out, he was bitten by the Broadway bug on a trip under the sea.
When I was 9 years old, I saw The Little Mermaid. And when Sebastian the Crab began singing a Caribbean calypso number in the middle of a Disney movie, my life has sort of never been the same since.
Miranda, whose family hails from the Caribbean, made sure the songs in Moana advanced the story in the musical theater tradition. But he also had to address another Disney legacy. The studio has taken flack in the past for appropriating other cultures in misguided and sometimes insulting ways.
Oh, I come from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam. Where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
Disney had that song rewritten following an outcry after the film's initial release. But Miranda says he didn't take this challenge lightly.
If you're making a movie about a part of the world, like for many people, that will be their only exposure to that culture. So you should know something about that culture when you write it. I think anyone should be able to write about anything, but your biggest tools are empathy and research. Emphasis on the research.
The filmmakers did as much of that as they could, says director Ron Clements.
We met so many great people, and not just anthropologists and linguists and archaeologists, but villagers and chiefs and sailors and navigators. And one of the elders in Tahiti said, for years we've been swallowed by your culture. One time can you be swallowed by our culture?
The score for Moana was composed by Mark Mancina, who also arranged the songs for The Lion King. He says he tried to be careful there too, turning Elton John's pop songs into show tunes with the help of South African musician Lebo M.
I couldn't have made Lion King sound African without working with Lebo. You know, we brought him in and we did the same thing with this movie. I worked with Opetaia. He came and stayed with me several times.
Opetaia is Opetaia Fawai, a Samoan musician who helped Mancina and Lin-Manuel Miranda make sure the Moana songs were steeped in the culture of Oceania.
You can't fool people, you know? If something's real, something's true, we all sense it. If something's fabricated, we know it too. Put it this way, my ancestors would be happy with this movie. And they're saying a lot.
The Hawaii wrote the song We Know the Way and contributed rhythmic chants and input throughout the process. The songs in Moana feature Fauai's vocal group Te Waka, as well as a larger choir from Fiji. If these songs go on to become part of the Great Disney Songbook, Lin-Manuel Miranda says the effect is enormous.
They stick to your life at the moment you most need them. And when you're a little kid, it may be the first time you've been transported in quite that way. You know, tickets to theater are expensive, but anyone can go see a Disney movie and have that same rush of all the elements coming together to make a really musically transporting moment.
And just as he heard something of himself as a kid in The Little Mermaid, he hopes today's young audiences will hear sounds that evoke another culture, or their own, in Moana. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.